Well, when I came into Parliament in 97, A, the 121 women MPs represented more women MPs in one go than had been in the entire history of Parliament. And for the first 6 months or so, there literally were whole parts like bits of the library, bits of members' tea room, where you could hear particularly Tory MPs muttering, "There are women everywhere now." But then the place adapted quite quickly. Now, I thought that by us making that breakthrough, things would change on their own accord. And whilst in Parliament, if you now are an MP, I think, you cut it or you don't. The need to support women candidates, the need to support women to become councillors and all kind of other things is still there. And that is something of a surprise to me. But then I turn this on its head and say, the day there are as many useless women in the House of Commons as there are useless men, then we have succeeded in equality. Because quite frankly, if I currently look at the benches and I say, well, is that really the best of the men? Discuss. On the other hand, I think we need to reflect the population at large. And then it comes to the point of what is the best. The reason why I was so proud of that photograph of the 97 women in tech is not just because it was an unprecedented number of women. We also were of all ages and of all backgrounds. There was Claire Ward, who was, I think, was 28, and there was Anne Crier, who came in with her son. Anne was the widow of Bob Crier, and she was in the early 60s. And there was not a single woman who, if she didn't look at us as a bunch and say, "I'm a bit like her, I can make it." So I think we need to be reflective of society, both in ethnicity but also in variety of backgrounds. And for that, we've still got a long way to go. What I find is that sometimes policymakers don't take the lifestyles of women into account. So I almost came into politics because of women's pensions. I realized that the whole pension system was based on taxable income. It meant that if you had low wages or whole periods of not drawing a salary during your working life, you would not be able to provide for your retirement. And I didn't for one moment think that there were a bunch of men sitting there saying, "Oh, let's create a system where the women get shortchanged." But I do think there were a whole bunch of men there who didn't realize or thought about what women's life experiences were. So the whole kind of things, whether it's childcare or pensions still, you have to say, what are women's life experiences? And sometimes you'll find it's something to do with young families and affects men just as much as women. But when it's disproportionately affecting women, then I think you need to pay some special attention.